Hey, podcast listeners, this is Ethan. Before we get started, I'd like to invite you to a concert I have coming up in California. I looked at my podcast statistics, and it seems I have a few listeners out in California, and I suspect most of them are on Venice Beach listening to ragtime as they pump iron, but I'm sure that there are a few of them that are in Sacramento or close to it. So if you're one of those Sacramento people, I'd like to invite you to my concert on Sunday, April 7th at 3 p.m. at Riverside United Methodist Church in Sacramento. For more info, check out my website, uselandmusic.com, or check out the website of the Sacramento Community Concert Association. Their website is sccaconcerts.org. Okay, on with the podcast. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Ethan Uselin, and that was me playing the piano. And this is the Carolina Shout podcast, the podcast in which I play the piano and I talk. And then I play the piano again. And then I talk again. And then I play piano again. And I talk again. And so on and so forth until the end of the episode. It's a very simple format. And at this moment, as you may have noticed, we are in one of the talking parts. And usually I talk about the song I just played or the song I'm about to play. So I will do that. The song I just played was Georgia on My Mind from 1930. The music was by the brilliant and prolific Hoagy Carmichael. The lyrics were by the not-so-prolific Stuart Gorrell. Hoagie Carmichael and Stuart Gorrell were old college buddies at Indiana University during the 1920s. Hoagie, of course, went on to become a famous songwriter, and Stuart Gorrell went on to be a vice president at Chase Bank. They both found themselves at a party in New York City in 1930, and then after the party was over and everybody went home, the two college chums decided to write a song together through the night. And the rest is history. The song, George on My Mind, did really well when it came out in 1930, but I'm sure the two songwriters had no idea that it would top the charts 30 years later when Ray Charles recorded it in 1960. And then, who would have known that 18 years after that, it would top the charts again in 1978, thanks to Willie Nelson. The idea that Georgia on My Mind would one day become Georgia's state song was probably not on their mind in 1930. And another thing I find interesting about this song is that it's the only song lyrics ever written by Stuart Gorrell. He never wrote words to another song in his life, and he stuck to working at Chase Bank. That's kind of insane. He wrote lyrics to just one song, and it became one of the biggest hits ever. And he didn't even try to write another song. I suppose you write one of the biggest hits ever. Why bother writing another song? If it becomes a hit, that could be boring. Oh, another hit song. Been there, done that. Might as well keep working at Chase Bank, where the fun never ends. I mean, did you know that with the Chase Bank Premier Plus checking account, you can receive $300 cash back if you keep an average beginning day balance of $15,000 or more? Chase Bank. Chase Bank. Get $300 cash back. Just set up a direct deposit with the Chase Premier Plus checking account.
Offer not available to existing Chase checking customers. Those with fiduciary accounts or those whose accounts have been closed within 90 days or closed with a negative balance. If the checking account is closed by the customer or Chase within 6 months after opening, we will deduct the bonus amount at closing. Interest rates are variable and may change. Additionally, fees may reduce earnings on the account. You can receive only one new checking account opening related bonus every 2 years from the last enrollment date and only one bonus per account. Bonus is considered interest and will be reported on IRS Form 1099 INT or Form 1042S if applicable.
Okay. Now I'd like to revisit a song I played on the podcast a while ago. Actually, I think I played George on My Mind a while ago also. Look, I'm just going back, and I'm playing things I haven't played in a while. I went through the effort of learning all these songs. I'm going to get as much mileage as I can out of these. Also, I figure that if you listen to this podcast so much that you already heard me play these songs in back episodes, it means you really like this podcast, so you wouldn't mind if I play the songs again. And if you don't listen to this podcast very much, well, then this is all new to you. So I think this will be totally fine, and it won't bother anybody if I play the Beer Barrel Polka again, even though I played it on episode number 4. I love to play the Beer Barrel Polka for several reasons. Reason number 1, it's popular and people recognize it. Reason number 2, it's fun and makes me want to put on lederhosen and drink beer from a giant boot-shaped stein. Reason number 3, it is a good vehicle to employ my seldom-used piodeling. Piodeling, you ask? What's that? Oh, piodeling is a piano method that I invented in which the piano imitates yodeling. A few years ago, I got a chance to perform in a festival in Lugano, Switzerland, and I had some time to be a tourist. There, I got to enjoy some yodeling, as performed by the locals, and I also got a chance to admire the many cuckoo clocks which were in every tourist shop. So when I got home, I got the idea to play the Beer Barrel Polka with a cuckoo clock yodeling interlude. Or rather, a cuckoo clock pee-yodeling interlude. Enjoy. Thank you. Thank you. That was the Beer Barrel Polka with yodeling and cuckoo clocks. I played that at a concert last month in Superior, Wisconsin. Let me tell you, those cheeseheads went nuts. They love the Beer Barrel Polka up there. That song is like catnip for Wisconsin people. And now, moving on, I'd like to play something a little bit edgy. This podcast is usually very family-friendly, but sometimes I like to make things a little awkward for parents when they are listening with their children. For instance, I'm going to now play a Cole Porter song called Love for Sale. This song was banned from the radio when it came out in 1930. I suppose that was wise, because you don't want your children parroting the lyrics, which are about prostitution. Kids, if you don't know what prostitution is, ask your parents or a fifth grader on your school bus. And if you want to sing along to this tune, the lyrics include such rhymes as, if you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill of love. And, if you want to buy my wares, go ahead and climb the stairs. Hey, if you want family-friendly lyrics, just turn on your radio and listen to an FM station. Just kidding. Those lyrics are much worse. So why don't you put on the news instead? Nope. That's even worse. So you're safest here. I'm just going to play piano, no words. You can take your hands off of Junior's ears. It's safe now. Here we go. Love for Sale by Cole Porter. So that was Love for Sale by Cole Porter, a very sinful song. And now that the podcast is about to end, let's purify ourselves in the cleansing waters of Deep River, a wonderful African-American spiritual that goes back to the 1800s. Who wrote Deep River? We'll never know because it's a folk song. It was written by the people. Okay, open up your hymnals. Let's do this. Thank you. Thank you. That was Deep River. You may now be seated. Please close your hymnals. Kate, can you please play the recessional? You have been listening to the Carolina Shout. Ethan Uslan is me, and I play piano and talk, and I'm responsible for corrupting your child. Kate Uslan is the audio engineer and is also my chief enabler. Thanks to JP Morgan Chase Bank for the $300 cash back. Actually, I couldn't get the $300 cash back because you have to have a direct deposit, and I'm self-employed. So thank you, JP Morgan Chase, for trying. And on behalf of the American people, you are welcome, JP Morgan Chase, for the $28 billion bailout in 2008. Thanks also to the Bank of Switzerland, where I have a secret offshore bank account. That's where I keep all the profits from my patent on pyodeling. So far, I have amassed about $28 billion, and I plan on giving back by giving each and every Carolina Shout podcast listener their own Carolina Shout cuckoo clock. But you have to write a review on iTunes in order to get the cuckoo clock. And you have to consider buying some of my music from my website. Just considering it would be enough. You don't have to buy it. Just consider it. Just think about it. You don't have to commit. Just go over to the website, peruse, window shop, and then whatever happens, happens. Just kidding. Buy my music or I will find you and I will tell your kids all sorts of true but age-inappropriate things. Ha 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 ha! Oh.